Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. Great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. But before I read our section of Scripture here, let's pray. Father, we do ask that You would give us eyes to see. Lord, thank You for Your Word. We do pray, would You, by Your Holy Spirit, illuminate it that we might benefit from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And they came to Jericho. This is from verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as He was leaving Jericho with His disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up. He is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. One of the things that the gospel writers very often do is they use a miracle, the story of the miracle, in order to confirm the teaching of Jesus. Now, it's important for us to remember how the Gospels are written. We shouldn't read them like biographical accounts, like we tend to think of. You know, when you and I think of a biography, we think of someone telling the events that have taken place in the person's life in historical order. So A happened, then B, C, D, E, F, G. But that's not how the Gospels are written. When the Gospel writers wrote their words, they weren't so much concerned with writing the particular historical order of events as much as taking the historical factual events and putting them together to communicate a theological truth, a spiritual truth. Or to put it a different way, the Gospels are commentaries, theological commentaries upon the life of Jesus. Now, that's not to say that we don't understand them as being historical or true or fact, but rather we just remember that when the writers are writing, they're putting things the way they're putting them to communicate a certain thing. And that's why often in the Gospels you find different events taking place in different times within the individual Gospels. Here we find the story of blind Bartimaeus taking place. And it takes place after this extended section of teaching. And the very interesting fact is the story of blind Bartimaeus summarizes almost all of the key points of the teaching that just took place. In this singular event, we see stressed the reality of what Jesus has been teaching. But before we get to that, just notice very quickly where this miracle takes place. It takes place from Jericho. So they go to Jericho, and as they're leaving Jericho to go to Jerusalem, they run into blind Bartimaeus. Now, why is that significant? You have to remember the story of Jericho. It was that city that was destroyed. It was the city that Joshua said, basically, cursed be anyone who rebuilds this city. It'll cost them their sons. And the man who rebuilds it sacrifices his two sons in order to build it. And so this place of cursing, under the influence of Jesus Christ, becomes a place of healing and blessing. And this is just such a beautiful picture, isn't it, of the way God's grace works. God takes the broken things of this world, the sinful things of this world, the places of darkness and wickedness, and He turns them into wellsprings of life by His grace. But notice the different connections that are being made with the teaching of Jesus out of this section. The one we just dealt with was the reality of James and John coming to Jesus and saying to him, "We want to be great." And Jesus said to them, "Whoever wants to be great must be the least of all." And then notice what Jesus does. He goes out from there and he serves the least. A man who basically doesn't have a name. It says his name is Bartimaeus, and then it says he's the son of Timaeus. To be called Bartimaeus is basically just to be called the son of Timaeus. He doesn't have a significant name. He's a nobody. He's a blind beggar on the side of the road. No one cares about Timaeus or Bartimaeus. And yet Jesus goes out and serves him. And in doing so, shows the disciples what it means to pursue greatness in the kingdom of God. But then notice also that Jesus cares for the little ones. Do you remember the section back in verse 13 where the children are coming and the disciples rebuke the parents and the children and tell them not to bother Jesus? And then here, what happens? The man cries out, "Son of David," and the crowds rebuke him. I'm assuming probably the disciples as well. Jesus is busy. He hasn't got time for this. And yet Jesus welcomes the man to come to himself. In this parabolic action, he's showing them that you should never frustrate, never cause someone to stumble, never cause someone to sin, like we saw back in chapter 9, but rather we should welcome, encourage, and exhort people to come to Christ. But then notice also that phrase that he asks the man. Jesus says to him in verse 51, "What do you want me to do for you?" You might ask yourself, where have I heard that before? Well, it was in the previous section, wasn't it? John and James ask him, "We want you to do whatever we ask." And Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And here we see a contrast, don't we? James and John, "We want you to grant us to sit at your left and right." What does the blind man long for? "I just want to see." He could have asked for riches. He could have asked for anything. But he says, "I just want to see." He came with nothing. He came with nothing, seeking what he truly needed, to be able to see. But contrast that then with the rich young ruler who came with much and yet went away empty-handed, with nothing, because he wasn't willing to ask for that which he really needed. So it's written all through this passage, isn't it? But especially, see the faith of the man. Do you notice what Jesus says? He doesn't say, "Go on your way, I heal you. Go on your way, you are made well because I pity you." But it says, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." But nowhere in the passage do you see the man saying, "I believe you can heal me." He just cries out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So what's going on? Well, it's highlighted in what the crowd say. What the blind man realizes as he hears the crowd. Verse 47. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David." Now, why is that important? Well, you remember where David came from, don't you? If you go to 1 Samuel 16, I'm preaching on it on Sunday. If you go to 1 Samuel 16, you find out that David is from Bethlehem. He's not from Nazareth. And so he hears it's Jesus of Nazareth coming, and he says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." You see, the blind man, by faith, recognized that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of David. And by faith, he put his trust in Jesus. Isn't that a beautiful picture? Here are the Pharisees and the Sadducees who are blind. Here is the rich young ruler who is blind. Here are the disciples who just can't seem to get it. But then here is this little old beggar who believes. And why does he believe? Well, because Jesus stopped in verse 49 and called him. You see, no one can see or believe unless Christ calls them. And so Jesus calls this blind beggar to himself, and he puts his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Isn't it a beautiful picture? And I tell you, you know what's a wonderful thing? If you're a believer watching this, you get to be a part of that. You get to be a part of going out and serving and seeking the least, and seeing blind beggars like Bartimaeus respond to the call of Christ by faith through the gospel. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for this story. We thank you for the way that Jesus Christ healed blind Bartimaeus, and we do pray that you would help us like him to come by faith and then to go out by faith, sharing of the good news of the Son of David. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow.